Life Audio.
Hi, I'm Emma Danzi, and welcome to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore how women wear many hats while serving one God. Whatever role you are fulfilling, the Lord is using you in incredible ways. Let's take some time to seek the scriptures and learn how we can best honor Christ with the hats that we wear. Hey friends, I'm so happy to have you joining me back here at Her Many Hats podcast, where we're exploring the different hats that women wear while serving one God. Today we are going to be wrapping up the hat of friendship. And I am so excited at everything that I've been personally learning and trying to apply in my own life, and would love to hear more about how the Lord is using this teaching on friendship in your life. So please feel free to email me or contact me through my blog. I would love to hear what God is stirring up in your heart and how you are being transformed in the relationships around you. Today we're going to be talking about the gift of friendship among family members. And a quick story to start us off is that when I met my mother-in-law, of course, at the time, I didn't know that she would be my mother-in-law, but I was a little nervous to meet her, but really excited. I didn't know what she would be like. And I remember the moment that she walked through the door, she brought me a gift and gave me the biggest hug and welcomed me. And it meant so much to me to feel embraced from the very beginning into this family that now is my own. And what is so special is that as we've gotten to know each other, there are similarities that we have that we can encourage in one another. And there's also differences that we can learn from each other. And I just wanted to share that example because regardless of whether that person is your mother-in-law, I know that can be a rare case, but for us, we're friends. But for many, it's somebody else in your family that has just welcomed you in, loved you well, been there for you. And I just want you to be thinking as we're talking about these family friendships, who is that person that you have a sweet friendship with in your family? And I can think of many other family members that have been good friends to me and that I've been a friend to as well. But I wanted to share about my mother-in-law, Tammy, because I am going to be talking with you today about Naomi and Ruth. And you may think that's kind of a strange example of friendship, but when I was thinking about wanting to wrap up this hat, I thought we can't forget about the built-in community of our family households and the dynamics that come with that can be sometimes challenging, but it's also very beautiful and it's a great picture of the gospel.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Father, we thank you for the gift of friendship. We thank you for the special blessing of family members in our lives. Lord, we know that you didn't have to give us families, but you chose to. And we know that there are more difficult relationships among family members, so we just pray over those today. We surrender them to you. We pray you would help us be Christ-like in them and love those people well. And we also pray over the relationships that just are just a sweet blessing of joy to us and ease and comfort. We just pray that we would cultivate those and thank you for those and show gratitude towards those people. We just pray that you would speak to us through your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. Family can be some of the deepest friendships in our lives. When we think about Ruth and Naomi, the first thing I want to highlight is that Ruth chose loyalty to her family. Ruth 1, 14 through 18 says, "At this they wept aloud again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye. But Ruth clung to her. 'Look,' Naomi said, 'your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her.' But Ruth replied, 'Don't urge me to leave you or to turn my back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me.'" When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. Family is connected for life. There are very likely to be people that are there for you forever, for your entire life. God has implemented a family, and that is such a gift. Ruth chose to stay with Naomi and be loyal to her, even though she did not have to. We too can choose to embrace our family friendships or negate them. We have a choice, and we can enjoy the blessing that comes with developing close relationships among family members, or we can ignore that. So even though you might share a last name, you can still make a choice if you're going to choose friendship with a family member. And I think what's really precious and special is that we can think about how the Lord has specifically allowed us to be in family with the people that we are with. And so how can we develop and grow those relationships and create friendships among them? The friendship aspect in family is a choice. You don't choose your family, but you can choose your friends. The second point about Ruth and Naomi is that friends have the best interest in mind. I love this. So Ruth 2, 1 through 3 says, "Now Naomi had a relative on her husband's side, a man of standing from the clan of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, 'Let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone whose eyes I find favor.' Naomi said to her, 'Go ahead, my daughter.' So she went out, entered a field, and began to glean behind the harvesters. As it turned out, she was working in the field belonging to Boaz, who was from the clan of Elimelech." Naomi could have been selfish in her friendship with Ruth, but she wanted the best for Ruth. So she actually encouraged Ruth towards Boaz the entire time. In Ruth 3:1, it says, "One day Ruth's mother-in-law Naomi said to her, 'My daughter, I must find a home for you where you will be provided for.'" So Naomi exhibits a selflessness towards Ruth in that she wants to give Ruth the best life possible. She wants to push Ruth towards the path that God has for her life. And just like Naomi was looking out for Ruth's needs and desires, we are friends to our family members, and so we can have their best interest in mind. It would have been easy for Naomi to cling on to Ruth as her only family member. When you think about it, that was her person, but she was willing to release her. She chose to encourage Ruth in what was best for her. And in the same way, we can motivate our family members towards the ways that the Lord is leading them and directing them in their lives, even if it means letting go, even if it means choosing to encourage them towards something where you'll see them less. We have the opportunity to love our family like friends and to have their best interest in mind. There's such a deep selflessness that comes from choosing that. Third is that friends support one another selflessly. Ruth 2:23 says, "So Ruth stayed close to the women of Boaz to glean until the barley and the wheat harvests were finished, and she lived with her mother-in-law." Maybe there's been a unique way that you've been a supportive friend to a family member. You could have let them live with you for a while. Maybe you provided financial needs. Maybe you were just there listening to them in their troubles. Naomi gave Ruth a place to live and family. How can we support our family members selflessly today? How can we be a true friend that sacrifices so that we can love them well like Christ? Does a specific family member come to your mind? What is it that the Lord is leading you to do in your relationship with them? So be thinking on these things. How can I support my family member? How can I love them well? Do you know a certain family member who's going through a hard time? Maybe you can send them a prayer text today, or perhaps it's somebody that you know just really needs some encouragement financially. Maybe you could help out them this Christmas time. Whatever it might be thinking creatively of how you can sacrifice in a way that shows selflessness and supports this family member as a friend to them. And lastly, family friendships serve greater purposes than for our own benefit. Ruth 4:16 says, "Then Naomi took the child in her arms and cared for him. The woman living there said, 'Naomi has a son,' and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David." So to fast forward in the story, to give some context here, Ruth and Boaz did marry, and they had a son. And Naomi was given this boy as a grandson. And this beautiful picture of Boaz being the kinsman redeemer to Naomi's family and household. Not only is this grandson a beautiful blessing to them in the current moment, but his own grandson one day would be the King David, the anointed one, the man after God's own heart. This family is setting up for the generations to come. Ruth and Naomi had an incredible relationship. However, their story was much greater than them. David was in their family line, and more importantly, Jesus himself. Their friendship and faithfulness led to a legacy of faith that went down the generations, and it even made an eternal impact. Remember that our family friendships can also be used by the Lord in ways greater than just our personal benefits. We can worship the Lord and celebrate how he's working in our relationships amongst family members, and we can ask him to use their unique friendships for his glory. When thinking about a Bible verse of the week, I couldn't help but pick Proverbs 27:17, which says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." I feel like out of all the friendships that we have, family friendships sharpen us in a very special way. They are the people we love so deeply, and they are the people who we hurt and they hurt so deeply. And yet, we still have a special bond, and we can still develop a friendship that is by choice on top of being family members. So this week, I want you to think about, how are you growing in friendship among family members? Not just friendship among those outside your families, or not just considering your family member a family member, but how are you intentionally investing in the friendship relationship with your sister, your brother, your parents, your cousin, whoever that may be? Especially those of you with spouses, you know, our spouse is our friend. How are we developing those and investing in them so that they would grow? And then who is one family member that you need to be more intentional about friendship building? So in light of all of those, think about that one person that you feel like God is placing on your heart to personally invest in more in friendship building. Ruth chose loyalty to her family. She had their best interest in mind. Her and Naomi supported one another selflessly. And among family friendships, we too can serve a greater purpose than just our benefit. Think about the eternal impact that our choice of friendship and depth of relationship can set the tone to the next generations and can be an example to our communities of how the Lord reigns in our households, the Lord reigns in our family relationships, and we choose to be their friends because Christ has been our friend. And even those who get on our nerves more than anything are those who hurt us so deeply that we would choose friendship with them when we didn't have to. Our message to the world through our hat of friendship among family members is so powerful. So I pray that you would think about today how you have been a good friend to a family member, what's worked well, and then areas in which you could improve to develop these relationships deeper and more in a healthy way and by choice. It's a decision. I have had such a fun time celebrating the hat of friendship with all of you. I've loved this hat. I've learned a lot through studying friendship in the Bible, and I hope that you have too. I am pumped up to tell you about the next hat that we will be discussing, but you'll have to wait until next time. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Her Many Hats is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. To hear more from Emma, visit her site, emmadanzy.wordpress.com. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a rating and review in your podcast app? It really does help us connect to more listeners like you. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.